And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Good old boy Bubba Watson is a Masters champion like we've never seen before. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. In the age of swing coaches, sports psychologists, and foreign golfers surpassing their American peers, Bubba Watson is the most refreshing Masters champion we've ever seen. The good old boy from Baghdad, Florida, who played golf at Georgia, is the Kenny Stabler of his sport. A motorcycle-riding, hip-hop hobbyist, Watson is the anti-golfer from what we've come to know as professionals from here and abroad. Take one look at his swing, which is Gumby-esque in its loosey-goosey lefty style, and it's clear Watson does not have a swing coach. No coach could ever teach or fix that swing. No wonder Watson has never taken a lesson, never looked at video of himself whomping a golf ball, or even talked to anybody about the mysteries of the game, except maybe for his homeboys on the tour, who all stuck around to watch Bubba beat Louis Double Eagle Oosthuizen on the second playoff all Sunday. Spectacular stuff. Watson wears white and swings a pink driver. When he takes off his visor, a moppet of hair falls all over his face. Don't they have a great clips in Baghdad? And you'd think this crawfishing, self-taught goober from the bayou would take his first major win like a man? Hell no, he broke down in the arms of his caddy through a clench from his chubby mom. His wife and new baby were home watching on TV, hugging his hip-hop singing homies, and right through putting on the green jacket in Butler's cabin. Perfect fit. Bubba Watson is 6'3 and 180 pounds soaking wet, but he winds up and whacks the dimple spheroid almost twice his weight. He's regularly out there 325 yards or farther, and when one gets away, he simply stretches out his left or his right arm to, I guess, tell everyone in which rough the ball is headed. That's his way of shouting, "Yo, four!" Sunday, his last drive went way wayward, and he wound up on hard clay and pine needles amidst hundreds of spectators who lined the narrow corridor Watson had to get the ball back onto the fairway. So what did Bubba do? He bent it like Beckham all the way to the green, where he two-putted for the most wondrous win in Masters history. Talking Tiger is now passé. Be a Bubba. This is Art Chansky. See ya.